God now, boy, that's evident. Let go and let God, and I ain't been the same ever since. My whole life's changed since I got my mind right. No looking back, my past is in hindsight. This song is I'm brand new. Fresh out the box, yeah, I'm brand new.
Brand new, baby. What's up? It's your boy, Happy Hap. What's up? It's Happy Public Speaker coming in. You feel me? We're going to have a good talk today, baby. Yeah, it's a good, beautiful day. First of all, when we start off and say this, God loves everybody in the world. We all his children. I love everybody in the world. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody's having a good, bright, beautiful day. Give you time to soak that in real quick. Yeah, man. So check it out, man. Today we're going to talk about commitment to your fear, man. How to commit to your fear, man. You know what I'm saying? Have you guys ever committed to your fear? Do you know about committed to your fear? Have you ever heard of committed to your fear? Well, if you haven't, today you will. And today I'm going to teach you how to commit to your fear to overcome everything that you're afraid of and handle it. And if you fail, it's okay. You need failure to get to success, people. That's what we do today. We fail to get to success, but everybody's trying to be successful and not fail. How does that work? Because they ain't committed to their fear. They ain't committed to their fear, so they're sitting there trying to bypass their fear to get to success level and not have to worry about conquering their fear. But see, you can't override that. You can't leave it. You can't push it behind. You can't forget about it. You know what I mean? Because it's always going to be there. It's always going to be there, and it's always going to handle it unless you commit to it and handle it and stop it. By committed to it, means to come in peace with yourself, to mean to love yourself, to know yourself, and to have the ability to reboot yourself. Now, when you reboot yourself, that means rebooting your brain, your heart, your soul, and how you think and talk. That's right, people. All that. But see, fear gives you that thing. If you try to stop cussing, right, it don't feel right because you've been doing it for so long. So your fear comes in and says, man, this ain't going to work, man. You gotta throw a cuss word out here. And you're like, fuck. Oh, man, that felt good. You feel me? But realistically, it was your fear telling you to do something. It's not you telling you to do you. You feel me? So what you got to do is commit to your fear and tell it, shut up. I do me, homie. Because your mind's the worst enemy of yourself. You know? You're your worst enemy. You'll kill yourself before anybody else will. You'll put your own life and your own feelings in your own demise before anybody else will. You can put blame on everybody and say it's them and it's this and that and this and that, but it's really you because you haven't committed to your fear. You haven't committed to your peace. You haven't committed to yourself. You haven't committed to your love of yourself. You haven't committed to your self-control. You haven't committed to nothing. So what do you expect the outcome to be? That's right. You and your own demise. You killing yourself, baby. You feel me? So what we're going to do today is we're going to tell our fear, that voice in our head that says, you can't do it. Nah, it ain't gonna work. Oh, man, this don't feel right. This ain't you. If you do this or this like you used to, this would be you. Realistically, that wasn't you then either. Realistically, you're a lost soul just like everybody else is out here. Everybody's lost. God put us here to be lost. Why? Because he wants us to find ourselves. He wants us to feel the love. He wants us to go through the trials and tribulations so we can find ourselves and better ourselves and grow with ourselves. Instead, people are growing without themselves. People are growing faster than their minds could think. People are so consumed up by material stuff that they're not realizing about the real stuff, that the love, the care, the comfort, the humbleness, the peace, you know what I'm saying? All that comes with it, you know? So how are you supposed to commit to your fear if you never heard about it, if nobody ever put it in your ear? Or if you always just bypassing it, if you do know about it, you're just letting it bypass or you're letting it control you. See, your brain is a powerful muscle. It's a powerful, powerful muscle that could grow and grow and grow. But your muscle in your head don't have no feelings. You know what I mean? It gives orders. But you could control that if you committed to your fear, if you stopped listening to it, and you made your own decisions with your own brain. You know, a lot of people let their brains take control of themselves, you know, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but if you're doing it the right way, that's the best way. But a lot of people don't do it the right way. That's why you got a lot of rapists out here, a lot of schizos, a lot of people that are homeless, a lot of people that really can't do it for themselves because they lost and they didn't commit to their fear or they didn't commit to whatever the troubles they had to get to conquer them or anything. So I'm not putting nobody down either, so don't get me wrong about this. I'm not putting nobody down. My message is to uplift people, to help them in their lives and show them that, hey, commit to your fears. Commit to the stuff that's holding you back from living your life. Commit to not listening to your brain and making your own decision, telling your brain what to do instead of your brain telling you what to do. You are acting like a puppy to your brain. Cut that chain reaction. We all done it before. I did it when I was an alcoholic. And this is why I say this, commit to your fears. Because you know what? I feared so long of change. I feared so long of not having nothing. Because I had drugs, I had alcohol, I had friends, I had guns, I had cars, I had clothes, I had shoes, I had rings, I had jewelry, I had fresh haircuts, I had nails done. I had a lot of stuff. I had kids. I had house. You know, I had everything. You know, I'm not saying I was doing, but I had everything that a drug dealer and a gangbanger could have. You feel me? But I wasn't happy. Why? Because I didn't commit to my fears. I let my fears control me as a puppet. I let my fears tell me when I wanted, I didn't want that life anymore. And I tried to get away from it, but I didn't know how. I wasn't able to talk to nobody. Because I was scared to tell them what I was about. I was scared to reveal about my life. I was scared to tell what I seen. I was scared to tell what I've done. I was scared to tell how many people I might have killed selling drugs. I was scared to tell how many people I might have robbed. I was scared to tell how many people I tied up. I was scared to reveal that because I didn't want people to look at me different. I wanted people to look at me as a human, not a monster or a beast. Or somebody with no education. Or somebody that just goes to prison in and out. Or somebody that's a product of this environment. I didn't want that. I was scared. But you know what I did do? I committed to my fear. My friend said, man, you got to commit to that. I said, what? He said, commit to that. Nobody else can commit to that but you. It's your life. You have to commit to that. I said, you think? I said, but people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear this. He said, man, commit to that. People want to hear it. There's people out here that wish they could live that life and survive it. There's people that live that life and ain't survived it. Commit to that. So I started committing. Slowly but surely. Baby steps. I took baby steps committing. Start committing little at a time. I start committing on one thing of my fear. And that's not trying to be a gangster anymore. But try to be a human being. I committed to my fear. Of not having feelings, my fear of having a stone heart because of the lifestyle I grew up in and all the stuff that was happening that was bottled up and that was holding. I didn't commit to my fear to release all that hurt and all that revenge and all that vengeful stuff that I had bottled up in me. You know what I'm saying? So as I contemplate on this and tell you guys, hey man, don't waste no time. Commit to your fears now. Because your fear, if you don't commit to it, trust me, that's not the only thing you got to commit to. This is the first step. Because as soon as you commit to that fear, everything else starts falling into place. The love, the compassion, the pureness, the faith. Matter of fact, let's do that over. The faith, the pureness. The humbleness, the peacefulness, the self-controlness, the self-respectness starts coming. Because that fear holds that back. Because if that fear don't hold that back, then that means you're going to change on that fear. And that fear is never going to be around again. Because you already know what that fear is going to do. It holds you back from life. It keeps you drinking. It keeps you going in and out of jail. It keeps you thinking that going on the block selling dope, that you're going to be a big ballin' ass drug dealer one day. Sorry, bro. Sorry. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. But you know what will happen if you commit to your fear? Your life. Your life will start happening. Your life will start moving forward. Your doors will start opening. Light. You'll start waking up. You'll start waking up. You'll start wanting to feed your brain positive stuff. So your brain will not show, commit, not fear you. I mean, not give you fear so you won't do stuff in life, but will encourage you. You know, people, we don't need people to encourage us to do stuff, to motivate us. Our brain could do it if we teach our brain to do it. Our brain is the most intelligent part of our body. You know what I'm saying? So it's intelligent. Now, this is where the word intelligent comes in, because intelligent means the information that you are receiving, but that you received, any information in the world that you received, anything, reading, listening, any information that you receive, okay? The intelligent part is the information that you received to recall the information back as you received it. Now, that's intelligent. Now, your brain, if you let your brain do that, your brain will process stuff and boom, boom. Just process, read, pick up a book, homie. Pick up a book. You know why you got the commitment of fear in your head? Because you guys let these TVs, these one-eyed monsters, control you. They let you watch what's on them. They let you see all the horror, people getting killed, buildings getting blown up. So you're scared because they're showing you, if you do this, we'll kill you. Right? So you're scared. You're scared to boom. You're scared to bust out of that shell. You rather just keep to your own and move, right? Right? Stop, people. Stop. Don't do that no more. Stop it. It's time to live life. It's time to wake up. It's time to put faith. It's time to believe in God again. It's time to love our brother Christ. It's time to follow the Holy Spirit that's got the path ready for all of us. Trust me. If I didn't believe in God or anything, and if God didn't bless me with what I'm doing now and give me a better life and my kids healthy, I'm healthy, my wife healthy, I wouldn't be talking about it. But if you believe and if you listen and open your ears and stop talking and commit to your fear, you'll hear it. You'll see it. You'll feel it. So I'm kind of like telling you guys, it's time to grow up. It's time to grow with your growth. It's time to commit to your fear so you can commit to your successful goals. So you can commit to your motivation for yourself. So you can commit to your self-control so you don't get angry and lose and cuss people out and use derogatory words to hurt people. You know what I'm saying? Because when you do that, it lowers your intelligence in your brain. It will bring back that fear. If you do that, so when you change people, make sure you're happy with the change you're doing. Make sure you commit to the fear that's going to make you push to go forward. You know what I mean? I look at it like this. You know how they say you got an angel and a devil on each shoulder? You got an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other one? What if that's your brain? What if that's your brain and your heart? What if your brain's the devil and your heart's the angel? Because your heart feels... Your heart feels love, pain, happiness. Your brain thinks evil, happiness. It could think it, but it can't feel it. It could think it. Memories it holds, you know. But your heart brings feeling. Your heart makes that butterfly feeling when you love somebody. Your heart brings that feeling when you would do anything for somebody. Bend over backwards and you won't be disappointed about it because it makes you feel good for helping out. That could be the angel and the devil. That could be the whole choice and God's path for us. He probably put us here to see who will figure out themselves, because we're probably all prophets. We just got to find ourselves. We probably all been here before. We probably all had these same troubles. And because we didn't conquer him or commit to him, we came back to see if we could do it. He gave us another chance, probably. Hey, that's just me speaking. You don't have to believe it or you can't. That's just me speaking. But believe this. The commitment to the fear, I have done it. I have done it. I have got my life back. My brain tries to tell me to go drink, and I tell it no, and it goes away. I pray, it goes away. So I'm telling you this by experience, people. All right? So please, please, commit to your fear. Are you guys tired of living your life? Are you guys tired of being a standstill in your life? Are you wondering why your life ain't going forward? Are you blaming your partner because it's him? I can't move forward in my life because of him. Or he's like, I can't go nowhere because she's always bothering me or anything. Well, quit blaming. Forgive and forget, baby. Commit to your fear, baby. And everything will come together, baby. You feel me? It's a good day today, people. It's a good day. If you have any questions, please let me know. But check this out on Anchor. And let's get it, man. Let's get it. You know, I'm excited that if you guys feel this and ride with it, then I know that I'm doing my job when I'm as a public speaker, as a motivational, positively public speaker. You feel me? And if you got some life changes that you need to do, I'm a coach at that. I can help you. Because I had, trust me, I've been through so much stuff that I did it on my own. I did it with the help of my wife and my kids, but I did it on my own because I knew that other people that were going to help me, they're just going to try to fill my head with stuff, you know? So I had to fill my head with my own stuff so I didn't have no blame to put on nobody but myself if I didn't do it or if I failed. But if I failed, and I failed plenty of times, people, in this life, plenty of times. But now, my failures are my steps to my success because I committed to my fear. And I'm not scared of failing. And I'm not scared of what people think of me. And I'm not scared that I was a game banger. I'm not scared that I sold drugs. I'm not scared that I have more money than the average Joe out here. But now I'm like the average Joe now. I don't have none of that stuff. What I have is a good life, happiness, pureness. That's just good, right? No stress. Peacefulness. That's what I have right now. I have tranquility in my life. I have visions that I can see that I'm going to successfully accomplish in my life. I'm finally going to have stuff. You know, it took me a long time to get to where I'm at now. A long time. I fought the devil and angels so many times on my shoulder. And that's why I say it might be your brain and your heart that you fight. Because really in my heart, I didn't want that life. But that's the only life I had when I was growing up. Pops was working in the penitentiary. Mom was working two jobs. I was a lonely child. Mama had dinner on the table every night, but I didn't have nobody there to teach me this stuff. You know, my dad tried his best, but what can you do behind bars most of the time of your life? And I'm young, so I'm not understanding, you know? So there's a lot of things that people have in their life that they haven't dealt with or forgave for or want revenge on all that. Just drop it and forgive it. You know what I'm saying? That's part of your commitment to fears right there is forgiving and forgetting, you know? So, and that's the only way to live life. Because if you don't, any day you could die. And if you don't forgive, you'll be forgotten. You know? Just think about that. Words for the wise, you know? But everybody have a blessed day, man. Check me out on Anchor. Check me out on Instagram, Mr. Happy Comedy. Mr. Happy _ comedy _ skits on Instagram. Check me out on Facebook, Elijo Escobel Reyes, Mr. Happy. Check me out on TikTok, Mr. Happy Comedy Skits. Check me out on Alive. I do a lot of shows on there, positive. I do a lot of skits. Hey, man. Just because I speak motivational and I try to help people, don't mean I don't do no little comedy. Everybody can't be serious. Laughter is the best way to live life. It brings love. It brings peace. It brings happiness. So I put a little comedy with my stuff with a little preaching. I'm not a preacher or anything. I'm all the way with God, you know. But I think I'm going to do a new preaching my way. but it's going to be a motivational speaking. But I'm letting you guys know, everything I start out with involves God. Everything I talk about involves God. But not only that, it involves how to better your life and better yourself for you. A lot of people ain't happy with themselves, and a lot of people don't love themselves. It's time to love yourself. It's time to be happy with yourself. We only have one life. Nothing's going to change. So you might as well live it up, buddy, till the wheels fall off. Everybody have a good day. Rest of your day. Get home safe. Everybody smile. Help somebody across the street. Tell somebody that you love them. Call somebody that you haven't talked to in years and tell them you miss them. Call somebody that you're angry at and tell them you forgive them. Do something that's going to change. Whatever you do that's positive is a step closer to committed to your fear. That's good, right? I like it. And I'm a Toastmaster member. So if you guys, whoever wants to join Toastmasters or come check it out with me, that's in the Tacoma area or Seattle, let me know. If you're a Toastmaster, please friend me, follow me, post me, share me, do whatever you have to. Spread this word to people. This show is called Commitment of Your Fear for Yourself. You know? So everybody have a good, blessed day. Oh, yeah, smile. We are alive today. Thanks to God. Amen. God bless everybody. Thank you for joining in. Happy public speaking show. And, I hope everybody's doing good and hope you're doing what you want to do in your life to keep you happy. We only have one. Let's do it up. All right, people. God bless.